الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All together, first we're going to recite Durood Sharif upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected brothers and youngsters, Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما mentioned, there is three things Allah تعالى mentioned, three things mentioned together. If you practice one and you do not practice the second one, Allah is not going to accept the first one too. Did you understand? There's three things Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. If you practice one and don't practice another one, Allah is not going to accept both of them. For example, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran al-Kareem, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You obey Allah and you miss out the sunnah of Rasulullah, Allah said, I am not going to accept your first things also. The second things, وَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah, perform your salah daily and pay zakat. If you pay zakat, don't perform namaz, or you perform namaz, don't pay zakat, Allah does not accept both of them. The third thing Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, Anishkur li wali walidayk. Thank me and thank your parents. Thank me and thank your parents. Make my shukr and make a shukr of your parents. If you're thanking Allah, do not thanking your parents. You're thanking parents, do not thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah not accepting both of them. To thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a great thing Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Approximately 11 places Allah mentioned the Quran al-Kareem about to be kind with your parents. How many places? 11. This lesson is not only for children, for all of us. For all of us. Not only for children, for all of us. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ قَضَى means decreed, commanded. And who be command? Loves the word of qada means judge. Judge. Allah is a great judge. He is decreed and He is commanding you. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ your Rabb commanding you, telling you, He had decreed you, telling you, this is my command. لا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Do not worship but Him, meaning Allah. Do not worship but Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا and treat your parents kindly. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ Allah mentioned both father and mother. And be kind with your parents. Be good with your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا If any one of them or both of them, any one of them, either mother or the father, or both of them, reaches the old age, indaka by you, while you present, you not died, in front of you, the both of them or one of them is present. What you going to do? Allah said, Inna yablughanna 'indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uff. Do not tell them the word of uff. My ustad used to say today in English, don't tell them off. There is no inferior, there is no lower word in Arabic dictionary than the word of uff. This is a lower word. Oof. Say the parents. Oof. From the mouth. That's just to say that much is major sin. فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا Oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا And do not rebuke them. Do not repeal them. And do not shout them. Do not talk loud in front of mother. Father, our children, they talk loud, loud, back answer. No. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا That is the commands of Allah. Oh my brother, listen, this is the commands of Allah. Allah mentioned in the Quran. That's not from my side. Allah said, لَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا What Allah brought the word. Kareem. That is the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. The same word Allah brought here, the word of kareem. Wa kul lahuma, talk to them with noble words. Dear me, dear ba, not. They will learn from, you know, the non-Muslims. Wa! Wa! What is a wa? Allah said, "Qawlan karima," noble word, noble word. Kindly talk to your parents. Qawlan karima. Jubair ibn Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated under commentary of the word of "Wala taqul lahuma uff, wala tanharuhuma, wa qul lahuma." Qawlan Kareema. I'm taking you in the commentary of this ayat little bit till you understand what is the meaning, what Allah said. Sa'id ibn Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, when you were small, baby, you was making pee, urine in your napkin. Sometime passing stool in your nappy, what your mom used to do? She was saying, smelling, I'm not going to wash you. Smelling, I'm not going to wash you. Did she say any times? No. Gently, nicely, my baby. Why? He is impure. There is impurity in his napkin. Still she kisses the child. Okay, I'll take you inside and I'm going to wash you. I'm going to bath you. I'm going to put nice clothes. Forget that is after she gave you birth. What is the before the birth? A mother write a letter to his son. You know that. One day, a son got hurt in his eyes. The doctor says, he lost his eyes. Mother said, no. I'm going to donate my son my own eyes. Because I love my son. I love my child. Never mind. I can stay. The mother said, I can stay for whole life without an eye. But I'm going to donate my eye to my son, to my child. But I want that my son get eyesight and he can see whole life. And she donated her eyes to her son. When the child was growing up, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, the mother used to dropping him. Where? School. The school. Then slowly, step by step, he's telling mother, don't come and drop me here because I don't like, see there's so many mothers comes to drop the child. They got both eyes. You don't have, you got only one eye. I don't like that. I embrace in front of my old friends. Don't come and drop me. Tell dad or somebody else to drop me. You don't come. Slowly, he grew up. He become an engineer. Subhanallah. One day, and he married. One day, and he separated. A mother went to visit her own child. Let me go and see my son. He's married. He's living alone, separate in some other house. She went there and she knocked the door. He opened the door and he closed. Get out from here. I don't like you. Your face is ugly. You have no eyes. That he said to his mother. The mother wrote a letter to her son. Oh my son, you don't know what was wrong with you and what happened to you. You are small and you lost your eyesight. I donated my eyes to you. Today you grow up. Today you grow up. She wrote a whole letter. I was carrying you in my womb. Not for 1 month. The person cannot even carry for 2 kilo and walk for 9 months. 9 months. The mother carrying child and walking for 9 months. Sometime says when you were growing up in my womb, 4 months baby, 5 months baby, I can't even turn on my right side to sleep. I can't even turn on my left side. It was so painful. That time I could drop you. I could drop you, but no, I will bear this pain. But I want my child. I want my child. And you brought up, and I had so much pain. I can't even walk. I have to cook for the father, for the husband, and look after other children, this, to work in the house, do so much work. And while I was carrying you in my womb, and 9 months finished, Subhanallah, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned in a tafsir, Ibn Kathir, one sahabi carried his mother and making tawaf of the Kaaba. He did whole Hajj, everything. Then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did I fulfill the right of my mother? I fulfill the right of mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen the word what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Not even you fulfill the one breath of your mother. Forget the whole life. One breath. Since I brought you up, when I went to doctor, when I gave you birth, so painful, it was coming in my heart. I could drop you, I could kill you because I can't take this pain. The mother even made dua, hey Allah, don't give this pain to my enemy too. It was so painful for 9 months. I carried you. Today I gave you birth. Then I brought you up. I was washing you every day with love and care. My child, never mind, my child. I was preparing every day food for you. I was dropping you school. I was carrying you. And for 2 years, I gave my blood to you. What is the blood? My Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Borsari Sahab, Rahmatullah, used to say, Allah brought 32 wings in the breast of mother, and Allah changed from blood to the milk, and the mother giving her own blood to the child. That is not milk, that is the blood giving the child. And when he grew up, look, Allah said, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't say a word of oof. And oh, wala tanharhuma, don't even rebuke them, don't even shout them, don't even talk to them. Wa kullahuma qawlan karima. Look at our children today. Every day you will hear, every day you will hear the child swearing at mother, father, swearing, talking loud, don't want to listen to parents. Parents say something, no. If a friend says something, yes, I will listen to my friend, I will listen to my friend. But I'm not going to listen my parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La'ana Allah aakal walidain. La'ana Allah, curse of Allah on those who disrespect the parents. Curse of Allah, those who disrespect the parents. Another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La'ana Allah man sabba abahu. La'ana Allah man sabba ummuhu. Curse of Allah on that person who swear his father. Curse of Allah on that person who swear his mother. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not swear your parents. Sahaba could not understand. How can a person swear his own parents? How can a person swear his own parents? They were so pious. They did not understand that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, subhanallah, beautiful lesson to us. Beautiful lesson to us. We must take heedless. We must take lesson from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you sway someone's parents, that person will sway your parents. That means you swearing your own parents. Look at today. They swear each other. In a school you go and listen. They swear each other. Your father's like this, your mother's like this, your father's. And that person, that child also swearing your parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is a meaning that you're swearing at someone's parents, then that person swearing your parents, that meaning you're swearing your own parents. La'an Allah, curse of Allah. Curse of Allah. Allah says, فَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala, he said, when you were small, at that time, your mother, your father did not hate you, washing you, caring you nicely, gently, kindly, with compassion, with rahmah, with mercy, my son, my daughter, my son, my daughter. Now, they reach old age. Now they can't even walk. They're in the bed. They can't walk. You carry them. If they can't walk and they're hopeless, they can't go toilet, then if the time comes to wash them, wash the urine and wash the stool, you don't say, smelling. That is Sayyid ibn Jubair said. When you were small, they did not say, now your time to look after them. If you don't look after them, you do not wash them, you do not give them bath. Listen. There is a three people. They're not going to die until they will get punishment in this world. One of them, the person, Uququl Walidain, لا يؤجل لصاحبه. What the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is not going to die. The person who disrespect, who hurt his parents, who disrespect his parents, they're not going to die until they will get punishment in this world. The punishment of hereafter and qabr is different. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, also Awam bin Haushab rahmatullah alayhi, they mention that one day we went in a village, and the village was near graveyard. I saw that Asr time one grave open and the head come out, and the head firm like a donkey, and he was bray and making noise like a donkey three times, and he go back to the grave, I asked the village people, who's this? He said, this is a person who used to drink and used to tell his mother, why you bring like a donkey? Why you calling? Why you shouting? Why? He used to call his mother like this. Allah gave him punishment from the day he's buried. Every day after Asr, his head come out and he make noise like a donkey and go back to the grave. Mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said once to Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Darda, let's go and visit poor people. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, hey, you like to go to visit poor people? He says that place, nobody go, the people go sometime, Eid day, or the Jummah day, or sometime when it's Sunday holiday, sometime they go to the graveyard. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says that you means you taking me to the graveyard. Said yes, they are poor people. Nobody look after them. They are poor in the grave. My mother died. They are poor. She is a poor in the grave. Father died. She is a poor in the. Our brother died. They are poor in the grave. Nobody go and read something for them to visit the graveyard. Let's go. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went inside Jannatul Baqi. I'm talking the story of Madina Munawwara. Oh my brother, listen the hadith and take lesson today. If your parents are alive, respect them. And if you hurt them, tell them, please forgive us. Forgive us. Tomorrow they'll die. Until they don't forgive you, there'll be no chance to go to Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huma jannatuka wa naruka." They are your Jannat or they are your dozak. You can go to Jannat through to serve them, or you go to Jahannam through to displease them, to disobey them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went inside the graveyard in Jannatul Baqi, and he was standing near one grave, and he started crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying, tearing so much. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? What happened to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person who buried in this grave is my ummati, but he's getting punishment for some kind of sin he committed in this world. He's crying. At that time, he was crying, Jibreel, but I don't know what sin he committed in his life. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came while Nabi alayhi salam was crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, do not cry, because out of your crying, the from first to seven heavens angel are crying also. Why are you crying? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I want to know who's this person and why he's getting this punishment in his grave. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you call him with the name of Allah, like you, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, was bringing up like that body, that person, they said, Kum bi iznillah. Allah was giving that body life. Says, you also call him, he will give you answer, what sin he committed in his life, why he got this punishment in his grave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he made dua Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I want to talk to this person in his grave. Allah gave him the life and he's talking from his grave.
يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, make dua for me, have mercy on me. The fire is above my body, below my body. The fire of Jahannam on my right side, on my left side. I am full in fire of Jahannam. Please do dua, have mercy on me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying more and more, and he asked, what happened? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone knows who's this person. Says, oh Abu Darda, go in the village of Medina, announce, whose son is this? Go and call, if your parents alive, some relative alive, go and call them. Then Abu Darda said, I went outside and I saw the people, that whose grave is this, anybody recognize? He says, one old lady, walking with stick, she came by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's my son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, can you forgive him? Are you happy, you pleased with him? Said, no. Said, why? He said, one day I was reading namaz and he was drunk. He came in the house and he swore at me and he threw a big stick on me, my right hand broken. Then I made bad dua. I said to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, oh Allah, oh my Allah, don't please with him until I please with him. I am not pleased with him. I am not happy with him. I am not forgiving him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh old lady, put your ear and listen. What's happening to your son? She put like this by the ear, by the grave, and she heard, subhanallah, the son is telling, oh my mother, oh my father, have mercy on me. Please forgive me. I'm in the punishment of Jahannam. Mother says, okay, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm forgiving my son. Wallah, this is the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the mother uttered that word, I am forgiving my son. Same time, Allah removed the punishment of Jahannam, and Allah opened the rahmah and mercy, and opened the ni'mat of Jannah and a window of Jannah for him. وَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. In the Targhib or Tarheeb, the Hadith Kitab mentioned a story about Alqama radiallahu ta'ala. You heard so many times, he can't even utter the kalima la ilaha illallah at the depart time, final time to depart from this world. He's dying and he wants to say kalima la ilaha illallah. He could not say. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Salman Farsi and two other Sahaba, go and make talqeen and read kalima. Might you read the kalima? He's going to read kalima also. Subhanallah. The Sahaba saying la ilaha illallah, he can't utter the kalima, he can't say the kalima. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came himself and he said, what happened? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, his mother is alive, his father is alive. Said, yes, his mother is alive. Go call his mother. If she can't come, I will go to him, I will go to her. If she can come, then she can come over here. If she can't walk, I will go to her. About for her child, I will beg to her. Then she came, said, ya, tell Rasulullah, I'm coming myself. She was walking with stick and she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, this is your son? Said, my son, Alqama, is my son. This hadith is written in Targhib wa Tarheeb. It's my son, Alqama. Said, are you happy? You pleased with him? Said, no. MashaAllah, he used to read namaz time to time. Used to fast, read Qurans every day. Used to fast every day, not only in the Ramadan. Every day fasting, but I'm not happy because he is giving preference, his wife and somebody else upon me. I displease with him. Said, you forgive him. So I'm not going to forgive. Okay. Nabi Sassam said to the Sahaba, bring so much woods, we're going to burn him here in this dunya. Said, why are you burning? Says, the fire of Jahannam is worse than this fire. You're not going to forgive him. He's going to go. Who's this? Sahabi. You're not going to forgive him. He's going to go straight in Jahannam. Oh my friends. Oh my brothers. The old lady says, I am forgiving my son rather than see my son in the fire. I'm forgiving. When she said that word, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Salman, go and listen. He's saying the kalima. Oh ho! One side the mother said, I forgive my son. Other side, he said loudly, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We understood from the hadith, if you sow righteous deed, pious person, but your parents not happy, the time of departing from this world, you can't even utter the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The parents are died, they are passed away, what you do every day, at least 12 times kul hu Allah wahad, they will get the 4 Qur'an's reward. The hadith is quoted in Kanzul Ummal. You read 12 times kul hu Allahu ahad. If you recite for them, they will get 4 Qur'an's reward. Number 2, the ulama said, you give charity behalf of them and send the reward. And every day, read something and send the reward. The best things, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to many sahaba, what you do, either you dig a well and the people will drink water and the reward will go to your parents, or you can do it, you build a masjid or madrasa or something, you give some, donate to the masjid, madrasa or pious people, or you must buy so many books and give it to some alims, alhamdulillah. I'm not saying that, but the topic came. One person, 2 years ago, he told me, I bought 70 kilo kitab for you, for the reward I want to send to my parents. 3 years, I am studying the books. Listen, how many hadiths I delivered to you. How many commentaries I delivered to you. Every Sunday, he brought the five type of tafsir. How many tafsir I delivered to the people. And he's on the website also, Tafsir Asale. So many people. One person came yesterday, he says, I listen to your tafsir. Before I was not reading namaz, I'm reading my namaz. I had no beard, I have a beard. Before I was disrespect my parents, I respect my parents. How many people Allah given them hidayat? So it says, I want the reward go to my parents. We don't know. This is the way to send the reward to our parents. And those parents still alive, respect to them, kind to them, inshallah. Especially our youngsters, I'm telling them this message, do not disrespect your parents. If you respect your parents, your children will respect you. Goes around, comes around. You respect your parents, inshaAllah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you want the lint to your age and life, and Allah give you sustenance, increase your sustenance. Do one thing, respect your mother and father. If they died, send a reward for them. To the people are crying, no rozi, no barakat. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you want Allah increase your rozi, and you want that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lint your age, then do these things, respect your parents, inshallah. May Allah give all of us tawfiq to practice on this topic, inshallah. Say inshallah. Inshallah. All youngsters saying inshallah, we're going to respect our parents? Inshallah. Say inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.